got, we got one case under advisement, which is 9,726, which is Bestfield Homes. Gentlemen, this is the one on the side. After listening to this gentleman, you know, if you noticed that I'd asked him about the wood and I didn't go any further, I think the one that he is relating to that is set a precedent is this Matlin's Estate, which is in town, which is to the north of where he's gonna be. I'm pretty well familiar with this area. It's not my mistake. That's in area 330. Now, before this trailer, as he said, he didn't realize it was a two-sided, like on a flatbed trailer, like they had two wind signs. And I think you can check with the office because I had called and he wasn't, you get that removed. We had banners first and we had signs. Then he got this trailer up here with, but the one that he has said has set a precedent, again, is in town. And I think the office would, or as well as where, is that correct what I'm about to say? Because I had called with that.
Right.
We called to get them taken down and they'd move something else in and take something out. And when they got his big and bulky.
But signs.
What are you talking about? Pardon me?
Signs on construction trailers are allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But, is that what you're talking about?
No. I don't know.
No.
I mean, if a trailer has a company's logo or.
He had a tractor trailer bed with a banner thrown over the side of it.
Okay.
That said Bestfield Homes starting at 300,000 or whatever it was.
So it wasn't the truck was lettered?
No,
the truck wasn't lettered, it was a banner.
Poor man size. Then he had a hay wagon that had two sides and they had 2 4-8 sheets of plywood on each side. That was a small heap of sand. That's when that would be requested to get it moved. It took probably, 3 months maybe? 2 to 3 months, 4 months before we ever could get them moved. And this was brought to detention. So we go from wood now to a tractor trailer, which they're just. But I did when he kept saying setting the precedent on that, but I wouldn't be sure. But there's it's called a Matlin, I think it's something like the States, but that's at the end of the, because I traveled that room quite extensively.
Mr. Chairman, it's funny because I used to question her in class and say, when are you going to get that removed?
Right, because
that's in violation. And
well, that's my next question to you. I know that you've just gotten back on board and you're trying to get caught up with it. And that was when I was going
to. Yeah, I'm trying to get my feet going here.
But this is when, you mean to ask.
This was one that was sitting there for 3 months. And each class, every Monday morning, I'd say to her, when's that going to go? What's your problem?
And
she got it out of there.
As far as monetary or whatever, as far as Mrs. Thaw, that to me was irrelevant because he was informed anyway, regardless of what that was, about getting these ones they're taking care of. But I just want to set it straight, though. That other one was in town limits.
Mm-hmm.
So that precedent hasn't been set in regards to us granting it with. So that's all that I have to say on that one.
Did a good job.
Is there any other discussion on this?
The first one.
So in other words, he wasn't doing what the county said to do.
Pardon me?
He wasn't doing what the county said to do.
Not at all. It would, but it would take forever to go, and then we'd go to something else. We had just banners one time, as we said, and then went to the wood banners, and now we got a big tractor trailer body with something draped down on it. So yes, and he was over a seven 8 month period. He had been instructed to try to move it down. He wouldn't comply with that.
Yeah.
So that's needed. So. Mr. McKay?
No.
How long did he want it? 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wanted it for 2 years. He didn't have any guarantee he would take it down.
So all this other, all these other instances were was the same Bestfield Homes?
Yeah.
On that corner, yeah.
Yep, bud.
Mm-hmm.
That same one you taught in your class. Yeah, that's the same outfit. Yes, indeed. Mr. Mills? Any discussion on that case or the phone? Whatever.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Anybody need any more time, or are we ready to vote on the case? Or? further discussion then on it, or is the board ready to vote on it, or do you wanna? Think on it? Chair, call one more time for a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to table case number 9726.
Next one, me?
Yes.
Okay. Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, with a second by Mr. McCabe, that we table case number 9726 to our next regular meeting, which will be on January the 22nd. All those in favor of the motion, give me your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carries, case will be tabled. We're gonna move on now